Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hey everybody, Susan Winter here. I'm reading some more of your video requests. This is a good one. I bet you have been here before. Maybe you're here right now. They like you, but not well enough for a relationship. Is this happening to you? It's really painful. It's really, really painful to go through. So I'm going to read this today. This is from Joe. And Joe writes, "Dear Susan, after sex on date two, I got very attached to a man. We were acquaintances. He treated me well and he likes me, but not enough yet," he said. "This triggered my insecurities and we had several arguments over the next four dates until he said, we're making each other sad and I need a month break or to stop. I chose to stop and go no contact. Now I'm stuck in hope and cannot move on. Help. Thank you." Oh my goodness. Okay. Thank you for this note. Where to begin? I know you caught it right away. It's really hard to establish any kind of permanency if you jump the gun and you apply the physical before you actually do the groundwork for what do you both want and what are you capable of doing. This may have caught you by surprise. Maybe you thought, oh, this is going to be fun. Then you went, oh, wow, this is a lot. I like this person. How do I gain this back? First of all, let me tell you, you didn't have enough time to really get to know who this person was or how they would treat you. That's number one. Date two, there's not enough emotional Velcro for them to hold on to or for you to actually know if they're good for you and they want what you want. And number two here, you're talking about he doesn't know yet. So that is code for, if you haven't bought the Dating Games Guide, sorry, it's a little plug here, but it's really, really good. The Dating Games Guide, it's 238 videos. You go right to the point of where that keyword is through AI. It's incredible. But that's a game. You capitalize the word yet. He doesn't know yet. So he might need some more time to test it out and to see what he feels, meaning running out the clock until your self-esteem finally blows up and you say, hey, I can't do this. So I commend you for doing no contact, because I understand truly that's what you needed to do to cut the tie to him. But I want to tell not only you, Joe, but everybody, this little pesky thing that we call hope, it is necessary in life. But believe me, it can be the bane of our existence when we apply it to the wrong kind of relationship. There is this inherent belief in us, because we do like ourselves, that the longer they spend with me, that it'll happen naturally. They'll grow to want me. But they were not on the same track. They were not looking for something to grow. They didn't want anything to grow. They wanted to come in, take a nibble, and leave. So it doesn't matter how long you stay in this game. The likelihood of your finding an adequate partner at the end of it is minimal odds, minimal. So you did the only thing you could do. Here's what I suggest. If any of you are getting boxed into, they like me, but not well enough for a relationship. First of all, any kind of intimate encounter is a form of a relationship. Avoiding the term relationship is simply an excuse for not wanting to get stuck in a trap of, oh, now I'm supposed to be responsible for your emotional reactivity. It's making me sad. It's making both of us sad. What a beautiful way to dump somebody. I mean, Joe, sorry. But that's like, it's making us sad. Your reaction to my ill behavior is making us both sad, so we should just break it off. A 1 month reboot for you to get back in line so that I can test drive you again, or just break it off altogether because now you're becoming problematic for me and I can move on to other chicks that won't bother me. That's the message. Oh God, I'm so sorry to do this to you. But I'd rather burst the bubble of this hope that is ill-founded than to have you tortured for more months, more time, okay? When you know who you are, you don't need to put up with this kind of treatment. But I urge all of you, if you are looking for something meaningful, honest, that can sustain itself over time, that actually has the potentiality of being a relationship, then I really urge you to set it up properly. When you just enter and go with the flow, this is the result. A broken heart, an ending, confusion, reaching out to somebody, trying to figure out how to get over it. It is far better for us to be able to filter by knowing, one, what do we want, two, being very clear on what those parameters are, and taking time to observe if they are capable of wanting those things and showing those actions to be consistent. I know you have to put a damper on your impulse to jump into it. And I do realize that when you haven't had attention for a while, or you haven't felt that connection, it can be so intoxicating to just start with somebody that, oof, maybe it's going to work. And you dive in, but you dive into your peril. So I urge you all to really consider this concept of pace if you want something good. Pace, slowed down too, will also reveal who's here for a hit and run. So you can save yourself a heartache. Okay? Joe, thank you for this. For those of you who want a consultation and you have an issue and you want to run it by me, love to do that. I have 45 minutes and 60 minutes. I also have a day with Susan where I meet you for 3 hours in New York City, take you to the most phenomenal place in the world, private club, give you either breakfast or lunch. We do some really, really great work that way. So that is an option. Plus check out my merch line, which is great. A reminder of who you are and what's important to you. They're little phrases that I have that kickstart your day with a cup of coffee and seeing it. Like in this one, keep the dream, replace the person. Or it's not me, it's you. Something like that. Or consider this. What if it's all perfect? So Joe, in your case, what if this guy came into your life to kind of put you through the paces only for you to find this video in response and say, oh, wow, I could actually do it differently and get different results. We can never qualify the behavior of the other person. There's no person here on YouTube, myself included, none of us, can promise you that that person will treat you well. But we can have you set up to be very clear on how you want to be treated and set that as a precedent from the very beginning, which will edify your relationship. Thank you, everyone. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net.